Thank you, Jerry. Joe, you two and Tom have a nice flight north. The Blue Jays will be north of Toronto, taking on those Seattle Mariners in a three-game series. The Mariners have won 9 of their last 11. They and the Tigers are now 2 games back of the Blue Jays for that second wild card in the American League. The Blue Jays falling a game back of Baltimore. The Orioles beat the Tampa Bay Rays 2-1. They're 3.5 back of the Red Sox for first place in the AL East. The Red Sox and Yankees playing in Sunday Night Baseball tonight, a game that gets going in less than an hour. CC Sabathia against Drew Pomeranz in a game that can be heard on many of the Sportsnet radio network stations after we're done. We will go to the bottom of the hour and take your phone calls at 416-870-0590, *590 on the cell, and long distance, 1-888-666-0590. And the question is basically, what's going on? The Jays are 5-11 in September, but they left home and they went to Anaheim to play a terrible Angels team, beat them twice by a score of 12-2, and looked like they were going to come out of it and at least beat up on this team. They lose yesterday, which is fine. You're going to lose 1 out of the 4 games, but come out with nothing today and lose 4-0. And again, some mistakes out on the field, but really no offense. And racking my brain, I can't figure out why and how this is happening. This team has just stopped playing good baseball and is doing nothing that made it so good over the 4 months before. They're 5-11 in September. What's going on? To the phones we go. Adam is in Kitchener. Adam, what do you got?
To me, it seems like it's sort of a systemic culture shock with these guys. It seems like they've become accustomed to losing, and they've lost all the little things that made them a good team before. That's what they're missing right now. And now you have all the mental and physical mistakes that are coming in and just compounding that. Like, it, you know, as much as I was an optimist during the season and trying to get Boston to lose, I think the Blue Jays are just beating themselves at this point.
Well, they're not scoring any runs. That certainly doesn't help. But I mean, what do you mean that it's a systemic thing? And that, you know, this is what I don't understand. I mean, they're still in a playoff spot. They all know that they're still in a playoff spot. It is obviously to their advantage to not lose focus and not, you know, get down. And because when it comes down to it, in the end of it all, it's costing them all money at the very least, if nothing else, to be playing this poorly. So that's what I guess I don't understand, how you can all of a sudden go from being a really good team to being a really bad team. And I don't think they're a really bad team. I think they're a really good team that's playing really badly. But I need a little bit more clarification from you on this systemic idea that you have.
Well, like don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that they're going out there trying to lose.
I don't think you are.
But what I'm saying is, like, they've forgotten the good part of the game, right? They're pressing a lot, and you can see that in the at bats. You can see that in their approach. You know, they're not trying to hit the ball the other way. They're not playing for those big innings. You know, they're playing for the big hits, and that's part of the issue as well.
Yeah, that part I don't see, but I do appreciate the call. It's not like there were a bunch of spray hitters in May, June, July, and August either. This is a team that, you know, guys pull the ball, hit for power, and generally have been very successful at that over the large part of their career. There's also been a lot of hard contact going for outs. Troy Tulowitzki today, Josh Donaldson today, but... Yeah, I don't see a flaw with the approach at the plate. Obviously, there's a big flaw with the results. We got to take a break. When we come back, we will take more of your phone calls. What turns a really good team and a team that can do this over 3 weeks? Blue Jays lose it 4-0 to the Angels. It is Blue Jays Talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
The 2-2 pitch hit to left field. Coming on quickly, the left fielder Ortega, the shortstop out, and Simmons, a shortstop, with a backhanded catch on the dead run, running away from the infield to give the Angels a 4-0 shutout win to split the four games down the middle. And Alex Meyer, wherever you are, congratulations, your first major league win.
Yeah, Alex Meyer came into this game with an ERA over 8, granted in a tiny sample size, less than 15 innings, but he gets his first major league win with 5 innings of 2-hit shutout. The Blue Jays lose 4-0 in Anaheim, a very, very disappointing result for a series in which the Blue Jays won the first two games by a combined score of 12-2. They score one run yesterday, none today, and just magnifying all the woes that have befallen them in September. They fall to 5-11 on the month. They are now a game back of Baltimore in the wild card chase. They hold the second wild card by just 2 games over the Tigers and Mariners, 3 over the Astros, 3.5 over the Yankees, who are in Boston tonight. I'm Mike Wilner. This is Blue Jays Talk. Back to the phones we go, trying to figure out how this has happened. Jay is in North York. Hey, Jay.
Oh, hey, Mike. You know, when you look at this Blue Jays roster, it is unbelievable with the names of Bautista and Encarnacion and Russ Martin, who seems to be in the playoffs almost every year, and Troy Tulowitzki. What an amazing group of veterans who know how to play the game, who know what to do and what should be done.
Don't forget the Donaldson fellow.
Donaldson as well. You're right. You're right. Absolutely. And there's been some mistakes. Like, if you get beat by a good pitcher, that's okay. If you lose a one-run game to a good team, that's okay. The thing that gets me, and my question is basically about, I've seen it on 2 times in the last week or so where there's a man on second. I don't know if there's no outs or one out. The guy hits a ground ball to the left side of the infield, and 2 times the runner goes and gets thrown out at third.
Yep.
Bautista today probably had a chance to throw out Pujols when he was off first. Missed the cutoff man, probably had no chance to get Trout. Errors like that, Bautista, I don't know what he was doing a few days ago.
He didn't miss the cutoff man. He threw home instead of to first.
Well, right, which,
yeah,
he, you know, I don't know.
Right, which was the wrong decision. I agree with you, but he didn't, yeah. I mean, he didn't miss a cutoff man. He threw the wrong base.
Yeah, you're right, you're right. So yeah. Here's my question to you. What does the manager do? What can he do? I mean, you could go to Bautista and say, hey, you've made 2 or 3 mental sort of, and maybe 1 or 2 bonehead plays. He can't say that. Where does the manager's responsibility come in? When does the manager have to be? I mean, obviously, there's hundreds of reasons to blame why a team goes on a streak like this, other than starting pitching, which has been decent. You know, because it's like their head's not in the game. It's like they don't know what to do. You know, even when I teach kids baseball, whatever position you're in, how many outs are there, who's on base, what will you do if the ball comes to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I got to cut you off because I want to be able to get to somebody else. But here's the thing. There's nothing the manager can do. John Gibbons can't go out to Devin Travis when he's at second base and say, don't go. Devin Travis has to know that. John Gibbons can't say to Jose Bautista on that play in right field, hey, throw to first base because you got a chance to double up a runner there. These are things that these guys have to know on their own. They have to be prepared when they're out there, but it comes down to them knowing what to do, and they do know what to do. But the mental lapses of either pressing or trying too hard or whatever it is, I mean, John Gibbons could walk in the clubhouse and say, hey, everything's going to be okay. Just calm down, play your game, and we'll be fine. But then they have to actually calm down, play the game, and they'll be fine. He can't do any of that stuff for them. This is all on the players. It's not on the coaches. It's not on the managers. It's not on anything but the players. These are grown men, Major League Baseball players. They know what they are supposed to do. And right now, they're not doing it. Sneak in one more. Jason is in Muskoka. What do you think, Jason?
Hey, buddy. How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Oh, good, good. A couple things. I've been to a bunch of games in the recent. I'm going to the Baltimore series coming up. My confusing thing is, well, your question there is that in the last couple of weeks, ever since, this is just what I see, ever since the little shakeup with Sanchez coming out of the, going down to the minors, all of that, ever since that kind of time frame, this is where we kind of went on a losing streak. And ever since that little bit of a time frame.
It's not true. The timeline doesn't add up. I know that you're not the first person who suggested this. So that's why I know. But after Aaron Sanchez was sent down to the minors, and really it was, you know, it was in name only, right? They sent him down so that they could skip a start with him, and they would have an extra, they would have extra room on the roster. After that point in time, when Aaron Sanchez was sent down, which I'm looking for the exact date for you right now, the Blue Jays actually moved into first place. They moved into, it was August 20th was his last start. They moved into first place in the league in ERA. And then he came back and things kind of went into the toilet, to be honest with you. If you're looking at it that way, you know, when Aaron Sanchez, between when Sanchez was sent down and Sanchez was brought back, the Blue Jays went 5-4, and over that span included a four-game win streak. Since Aaron Sanchez has been back, the Blue Jays are 6-11. So
last year we were stirring the pot at this time of the year, right?
Everybody was
excited, right? We were excited. I'm still excited today. But you know what? I see out in that field. I think everybody here in Canada and listening is that we have lost that childhood. Like some of the guys don't have contracts next year. You know that attitude in regards to baseball. The love of the game. We need to get that love of the game back in Toronto to get those stands pumped again, because when I go to those games, you're not hearing that cheer like we used to. You're not seeing that jump. Like when I was very impressed the other day when I watched Tampa Bay versus Toronto. You're seeing Kevin Cash, which used to be a Blue Jay here, sitting up on that thing up there with his players, giving him the old clap, right? When you see what I call John Gibbons, I know you like to defend him, but I call him good old Dugan from League of Their Own. He likes to sit there and not move.
Yeah, exactly the same as Cito Gaston used to do, and nobody had any problems with that. Look, here's the thing, and we got to go. It's tough to be up when you're not scoring any runs. It's tough to not look flat when you're not scoring any runs. It's tough to get the crowd into it when you're not scoring any runs, and that's what the Blue Jays are doing right now. They lose 4-0 to the Angels. Postgame's brought to you by your Ontario Honda dealers. This is the Sportsnet Radio Network. That's going to do it for us. Blue Jays lose 4-0 to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. They wind up with a four-game split of a series that they won the first two games of. They look terrible again today, and now they're off to Seattle. The Mariners have closed the gap on the second wild card to two games. The Tigers are two games back as well. And we're on the air tomorrow night at 9:30 Eastern for a 10:10 first pitch. It'll be Marco Estrada against Taijuan Walker, CC Sabathia and Drew Pomeranz in Sunday Night Baseball, which is coming up next. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware, homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Sportsnet Radio Network. For Jerry Howard, Joe Siddle, Tom Young, Tom Raminski, Vikan Paladian, and Josh Goldberg, bye-bye.